Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today. Because that what? That sauce is crazy.
Each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. I don't know who that was, but I kind of like that. That's a pretty good Saturday morning feel right there to ease into the Grilling Guys show. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Man, I don't even want to ask what you were doing last night. I think I got a good idea.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
That was all right. That was a little bit of Tony Bennett there or something, I think.
Yeah.
You were getting those vibes.
Yeah, well, speaking of vibes, we've got one of my favorite guests that we have from time to time in the studio with us right now. We have Shasta from the Old World Olive Press. And one of the things the Grilling Guys likes to do is bring you ideas and techniques that maybe you haven't tried before. And this one's right up that alley. I've been cooking a long time, and until I met this lady, I had never started cooking with flavor-infused olive oils or balsamics. And I tell you what, I am absolutely hooked on this way of seasoning.
I'm with you.
It is an amazing flavor layer that you can put on almost any kind of food. I've done it on vegetables now. I've done it on meat. And we're lucky to have her with us this morning. Good morning, Shasta. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. I'm well. How are you guys?
Thanks for making the trip down here. You are putting a store right down the street from the studio. It's perfect.
We are. We could send smoke signals to each other. We're so close.
No, we can just stop in.
Right?
The last time I was at your store in Rockford, I was riding bike with my wife, but I found myself with those little shot glasses just tasting every balsamic in there. And it's like, man, this is like... I don't know, it's like doing little non-alcoholic shots. It's cool.
It is. It's fantastic. So, okay, this is exciting. Tell us about the new store, because here's the cool part, Bob. They're going to have a kitchen in it. So they're going to do cooking classes in there. The Grilling Guys will definitely be frequent flyers.
Can we fit that chuck wagon out on the street in front of the place?
We'll figure a way to do all of that. But tell us about the new store.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. We hope to open in the next 5 to 7 days. This is going to be kind of a beast of its own. The store will be one of a kind for us. It has a little kitchenette area in it and an island that can comfortably seat 7 to 10. And, of course, the store can house more than that. But we're really looking to bring in local chefs, different personalities that are familiar with food. You guys, of course, bring your grill down.
So tell us, where are all your stores now?
Well, we have the first store we opened was in downtown Rockford. The next store was in downtown Plymouth. Downtown Birmingham, and then this will be our fourth location on Monroe Center, right here in Grand Rapids.
You're hitting great foodie markets right there.
I know.
Those are some...
They're fabulous.
Those are some great foodie markets. Yep. Plymouth.
Yeah. So talk to us a little bit about some holiday ideas with the vinegars and the oils, because I'm just of the opinion that not a lot of our listeners are schooled in how to use the oils and the vinegars in preparing their food. Everybody's got parties they're going to,
right,
from appetizers to having the family over for the Christmas holiday. Give us a couple tips on using
sure.
those.
Well, first of all, we just got back. It was late Thursday night. We missed all the high winds out in California, but we just got back sampling a bunch of new products that are coming in and getting new recipe ideas to bring back and share with everyone. And probably the one thing that rang true throughout all these meetings that we had were the combinations, and they're so simple to do. They, you know, like you said, they add a layer of flavor that's just different than what you're going to get anywhere else. Cranberry pear and vinegar and a Meyer lemon olive oil right now is hot. We can hardly keep those on the shelf. Great for lamb, great for ham as well. Salads, of course.
Yeah, we're going to have a lamb recipe a little bit later in the show. I don't think we're going to be using that, but boy, that sounds good. I'm a little bit of a hunter and was able to go out the day after Thanksgiving and did a little goose hunting with one of my buddies. We were fortunate enough to get a couple Canada geese and took that breast meat out of there, cross-sectioned it, almost cut it like a steak, maybe a half inch thick, and put that cinnamon pear balsamic on there for a marinade for about an hour, then took it off and grilled it to about medium. Now, most guys ruin, in my opinion, unless you're really good at this, they ruin their goose because they overcook it. They feel like that it's got to be cooked to death and dry. But the goose breast is a very deep red meat. But, boy, that balsamic on there, kind of caramelized. Right. That was one thing that I never, ever would have thought of that unless I had it. You had brought that to us, and I had it in the pantry and gave it a shot.
Yeah. If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM. We are in the studio on this drizzly Saturday. We're talking about drizzling some balsamics with the queen of balsamics, Shasta.
Yeah.
Who really, you know, you're a game changer. You are a game changer.
Thank you.
Because the stuff you guys, I can't imagine the time you two spend just traveling around and sampling all the great stuff in your stores.
Yeah. You know, that was the mission on our last trip to California here a couple days ago. We've got some fabulous new products coming in from the Northern Hemisphere right now. So for the foodie out there, not only do we have some new vinegar flavors, which are fun, like the cinnamon pear, to do a couple, you know, wild ideas with, but we have some olive oils that are going to tip the charts in polyphenol and health benefits. So it's pretty exciting.
Polyphenol, now that's arousing.
Yeah. I don't know poly, but it sounds good.
But it sounds good, right?
Goodness.
But so what are your most popular oils or vinegars in the store right now that for the holidays? As I look down the list, I have kind of the menu of the oils and things on here, and I'm seeing like a black currant.
Yes.
And a vanilla bean. Those are all warm, would seem to me, holiday flavors.
Yeah, they are. And I heard you guys mention just a bit ago, too, about venison. Right. One of the really neat things this time of year, of course, everyone's out trying to get their deer for the year. Any of the fruity balsamics go fabulous on venison. The juniper berry, which is a seasonal, it's, you know, pretty good this time of year. That's a fabulous reduction
like
that you
gin.
Can make. Well, you know, you could put it in a gin cocktail, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much, Shasta, for coming down, and thanks for the great little... This is a great gift idea.
Yeah.
Go to Old World Olive Press. You guys make up some really cool little packages. Thanks so much for bringing those in. I'm just dying to try them.
I know. It's going to be a great weekend to do that because it's a little bit cloudy, rainy out. You know, get a little creative out there on the grill and make it happen.
Want to send a shout out right now to Sergeant First Class Sean Freeze. He just sent a text in. He's got the Bushmaster rangefinder. He says it works. And Sean, I'm wearing my Bulldog's hat right now, baby.
All right. Well, that's good. Well, coming up next, we've got our friend Gino, a co-worker of Bob's, that is going to do the Christmas leg of lamb recipe for us. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.